If I'm ever put in that situation, I will definitely be giving you guys a call. Now, if I was to give you a call, how exactly would you respond?
So when we get a call, it goes to dispatch right away. So they dispatch one of our gas workers out to the location, and our average response time is somewhere around 20 minutes, although we might tell the customer we'll be there within an hour because we actually have an hour to get there, but our average time is about 20 minutes. So once the gas person gets there, the first thing they're going to do is take out their gas detector, their gas sniffer, we call it, and get it all zeroed out so it's ready to go. And then they might go out to the gas meter and make sure that it's not spinning out of control, because there's a couple half-foot hands at the bottom of that gas meter, the dial, that they can tell if there's an open fuel line in the house. If that's the case, then they're going to switch gears and just get everybody out. If not, they're going to go up to the front door, take a gas reading. If there's a high level of gas at the top of the front door because natural gas rises, they're going to get everybody out of the house and maybe evacuate the neighboring homes, then shut that gas meter, get rid of ignition sources to make sure nothing sparks inside the house if there's an explosive level. If that's not the case, if it's just a small gas leak, then they're going to go inside and start doing their investigation. So they're going to ask the customer where they smell gas the most. They're going to check those fittings. They're going to check everything inside the house to make sure it's safe. And if they find something they can repair right away, they're going to do that. If it's not a bad gas leak and it's something more intense, like, you know, something's wrong with the furnace or the water heater, then they might shut that certain appliance off and have you call a heating and cooling person or a plumber.
Okay, it's funny that you bring that up, for things that aren't as, I guess, crazy or important, just because I've been told that also if people were to install certain items or plant like trees or put in like a new pool that they also need to call 811. Now, why would that be important to do?
There's a lot of things under the ground in your yard. So we have natural gas lines under the ground, and a lot of those are plastic now. We also have underground electric in certain areas. Now, those things are not only important, but potentially dangerous. Then we have a lot of other important things under the ground, like you're going to have your internet cable or your cable TV or telephone or water or sewer, different things under the ground that are very important. So you also need to know where those are at before you dig. Now, we could get an underground gas leak from somebody maybe nicking a gas line and not realizing it at the time because it wasn't leaking yet. So those kind of gas leaks can also migrate into the home through the water line or sewer line or cracks in the foundation. So sometimes if you smell gas in the house, it might not be coming from inside the house, but from the outside migrating in. So our guys also have a way to find that. But that's why it's so important to call 811, because you want to make sure you know where those important and potentially dangerous things are under the ground so you don't dig into them and cause a bigger problem.
Right. Well, Gina, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I'm so happy I was able to have you with me.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, I look forward to hopefully another conversation in the future, and I do hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.